Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Lamed Daled in Maseches Bava Kama's 1425th daf in Shas. It's been a while since we've been Zocha to learn with each other. Unfortunately, in the last while, since we learned last, Klal Yisrael has suffered two brutal murders. One in Kiryat Arba, where a girl was murdered in her room, in her bed, Hallel. And then just Erev Shabbos, Rav Mark, Hashem Yikom Domo, who I knew from a distance. He was an administrator, executive director in Torah Shraga. I did not know him personally, but we would pass each other in the hall, and I was told he was Baal Midos and a Chacham Godol. And so, in many ways, it's hard to go on with the regular routine. But at the same time, I think that that's dafka, what our enemies want to do. So there's nothing greater than a routine. The greatest routine is not the cup of coffee in the morning, is not the buying the paper, but it's our routine in Ruchnias. And so we have a responsibility to continue. And dafka, in many ways, that is the way that we get our nekama, and that is our ways that we get nechama as well. Our daf on Lamed Daled is going to have two fundamental machlokas tanoim. One of them is going to relate to a machlokas tanoim that we already had on daf Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel, and that's the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva of when the Torah says that we assess the damage of a short time. So does that go as far as to say, and this is the position of Rabbi Akiva, that since the payment to the Nizik is from the Shor HaMazik, that's Huchlat HaShor, that's Rabbi Akiva's Lashon in five lines on the bottom, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, and it belongs to the Nizik, or according to Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't belong yet to the Nizik, but Yusham HaShor. The Gemara is going to give us a complex case of two animals, one of them injured each other, and is going to cheshbon how that fits within the machlokis Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Then we're going to have another machlokis in the Mishnais between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. It's spelled out clearly in the Braisa on the bottom of Lamed Daled Amid Aleph, and that is a case of Shvach Nevela. When the Torah HaKadosha says that the Nizik is entitled to the half of the value of the Shor HaMazik, do we take into account if the carcass went up in value since the Hezek? That's a machlokis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda on the daf, on both Amud Aleph and on Amud Beis. Let's base our Hashem begin six lines from the top of Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Shor Shova Masayim Shenogach Shor Shova Masayim V'chavol Bo B'chamishim Zuz. So there was two Shvarim. The Mazik and the Nizik were both worth 200, and there was an injury that the Mazik caused to the Nizik of 50 zuz. And then the animal went up in value. V'shavach, then the Shor and Nizik went up in value. V'omar al arba meo zuz, and now it's worth 400 zuz. She'umolei heziko, and without the Hezik, ha'yoymin al shmona meo zuz, it would have been worth 800 zuz. So now, how does the mazik have to pay? No saying kishas ha-nezik. He only has to give the time of nezik, and at the time of nezik, he damaged 50 zuz. Similarly, says the Braisa, on the other hand, kichesh, if it went down in value, kishas ha-moda bedin, then you take into account the change of value, and the reason why these halachos at first glance are inconsistent, that you ignore the shevach, but you take into account the kichesh, is the Gemara is going to have a svara at the end of our Gemara, right before the Mishnah, karna de torach kvirabei. At the end of the day, you were the cause for the fact that my carcass went down in value, because it was a live animal, and you were the one who killed it. So when it's kichesh, so then you take into account kishas hamad bedin. Now what happens if shavach hamazik, that the mazik went up in value, and maybe one could argue that the nizik is now entitled to half of the value of the shor hamazik. So then we don't say that, but nasan lo kishas hanezek. Kichesh, but if it went down in value, then kishas hamadam din. We won't require the nizik to take a loss. Now the Gemara points out there's at first glance an inconsistency. Amar mar, shavach mazik, if the hezek is being assessed through the value of the shar hamazik, no saying kishas hanezek. So the way in which it's paid is at the value of the mazik at the time of the hezek. Says the Gemara, mani Rabbi Shmuel. That seems to be assuming like the position of Rabbi Shmuel, who we had on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, that says, Yusham Hashar, you estimate the value of the mazik. So the nizik is not zocha in the guf hashar, and bal chov hu. It's simply that the mazik is a bal chov. V'zuzayhu de mazik lei, and he only needs to pay him from the value of the mazik b'shas hezek, and therefore the nezek won't be zocha in the shevach. However, says the Gemara, fine. So that would be going according to Rabbi Shmuel. Ema seifa. What about the seifa? In the seifa, we learned kichesh if went down in value. Kishas hamoda bedin, then we take into account how much the shor was worth at the time of hamoda bedin. That seems asan the Rabbi Akiva. That seems to be following Rabbi Akiva. The Amar shutfininu, that says that there are shutfim. In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, we assess based on the value of the shor bishas hamoda bedin because the nizik is a shutaf. In his shor, he now is entitled, if it's a shor tam, to 50% of the shor. Asks the Gemara, Reish Rabbi Shmuel, Masef Rabbi Akiva? Question mark? Says the Gemara, Loi Kula Rabbi Akiva. Everything is going to follow Rabbi Akiva. If that's so then why do we say that the Shevach is not taken into account? Rather, we give it Kishas HaNezek. V'achem Ma'iskina Kishapitimo. Here we're talking about where the nizak fattened up his shor. Excuse me, the mazik was mefatem his shor. He fed his shor a lot. And therefore, it's not a case in which that the market simply bowed its head in honor of the nizak and the mazik went up in value. In such a case, then it would split it equally. But here we're talking about where the bala mazik invested in his shor by fattening it up. So then in such a case, that the fattening, the nizik is not entitled to. Says the Gemara, Ikishapitma, if you're learning that the entire b'risa is talking about where the mazik fattened it up, emaresha. But then how are you going to learn to say the resha? Shavach, if the animal went up in value for amid al dalad meyazuz, and it's not worth 400, noisin like kishas hanezik. Then he pays kishas hanezik. In other words, you don't take into account the fact that the mazik went up in value. Ikishapitman, if we're talking about where the mazik fattened up his own shor, tzvichla meymar. Do you need to tell us that? That's obvious that you ignore, you don't calculate the kishapitbo mazik. Therefore, the Gemara suggests, therefore, if Papa is going to need to modify our explanation. Amar of Papa, Reisha Mishkachasla, the Reisha will be talking about the case of Bein Tiptame Pitume, whether he fattened the animal, the mazik, Bein the Shvach HaMemela, and even if the Shvach was Memela, and the Chiddush is not Pitame Pitume, then it's obvious, then the Nizuk will not get what he fattened. But V'itzuch HaShminan, but the Chiddush is the Hechad HaShevach Memela, Nosan Lo Kishas HaNezek, we only do the assessment Kishas HaNezek, and we ignore it. Seif Alo Mishkach, so the Seif is only talking about El Kishapitma, where the Mazik fanned it up. Then, Kichesh, if it went down, Kishas HaModa Bedin. So then the halacha is, we learned that you follow the Amad Abedin. So now the Gemara begins a new analysis. Kichesh Machmas, why? Why did it go down in value? Ilema de Kichesh Machmas Melacha, if it's going to be that it went down to be in value due to the Nizik having overworked him prior to the Hezek, Lemele, let the Mazik say to the Mizik, At Mechashes Vano Yavina, you were the one who overworked it,
And now, once my shar damaged it, because you overworked it, I have to pay? I have to pay for the damage I did, but I shouldn't have to pay for the damage that you did. Amar Ravashi de kachish machmas makin. No, it went down in value. The carcass, the animal, went down in value due to the fact that it was injured. To Amar Le, and therefore the Nisa could say, karne de turach kvirabe. The horns of your animal are buried inside of it, and that's what caused it to go down in value. We now begin the new Mishnah with the machlokis between Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir. Shar shavet masayim, which will be borne out more clearly in the Gemara. If there is a shar that is worth 200, shenagach shar shavet masayim, that gored and killed a shar that's worth 200, ve'ein hanevela yofet klum, and the nevela has no value. Omer Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir taught. Al zeh nemar, says Rebbe Meir, u'machru es hashar achai v'chatzu es kaspoi. The Torah describes that when it comes to a shor tam, that you sell the live animal and you divide the money. In other words, the nizik gets half of it. Says Rebbe Meir, this is the paradigm. When the nevela is not worth anything, so then you sell the shor that's worth 200, that was mazik, and you give half of it to the nizik. Amalei Rebbe Yehuda, v'chein halacha keemes. Rebbe Yehuda says, yes, you're right, that's the halacha. However, umachras hashar hachai v'chatos kaspoi v'loi kiyamta. You fulfilled the halacha matos sharakai, but you didn't fulfill the halacha v'gam hameis yechatzun. How do you explain the end of the pasuk and you divide the carcass? The carcass wasn't worth anything. So how you have the whole pasuk, says Rabbi Yehuda, umachres hashar achai v'chatzu es kaspoi, and then also fulfill the gamma yes meis yechatzun. Ve'zeh, what is that case, says Rabbi Yehuda? I think that the pasuk, says Rabbi Yehuda, is talking about a different case. Zeh shor shav mesayim, shirogach shor shav mesayim, so far the same. An animal is worth 200, gored animal 200. Va'nevela yafech hamishim zuz. And the nevela, the carcass was worth 50. Then in such a case, they split the value both of the nevela and of the living animal. So therefore, they split the value of the mazik. That means that the nizik will get 100 zuz, and then they'll also split the value of the carcass, and the nizik will get 25. He'll come away when the carcass is worth 50 with 125. Now the Gemara fleshes out the machlokis, or the nafkamina between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, in the eyes of a braisa. Tana Rabbanan, shor shav masayim shenogach shor shav masayim, venvela yofech hamisha zuz, as we learned in our Mishnah, zen notel chetzi hachai v'chetzi hameis, v'zen notel chetzi hachai v'chetzi hameis, v'zeu shor amar b'tor div Rabbi Yehuda. That's exactly what we just read in the Seifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, we did not have Rabbi Meir's response. Rabbi Meir says, "Ein zeh shor amar b'Torah." That's not the case of shor amar b'Torah. Ela shor shav mesayim shenogach l'shor shav mesayim ve'ein anvela yafa klum. Only if the carcass doesn't have any value. Al zeh nemar machor es shor chay v'chatzu es kaspei. Ela mani mikayim megam es hameis yechtsun. Ah, then what about the other half of the pasuk, like Rabbi Yehuda argued? And here is where we're going to get to the machlokas. Pchas shepichso misa mechtsin. The way it's divided is that we're mechtsin b'chai. You divide the value of the mazik entirely. Rashi explains four lines from the bottom. You know, let's see that Rashi inside. Pchas shepichso misa mechtsin b'chai klomar nevela lo sheicha gabi mazik klal. The nevela has no place by the mazik at all. El shamines a nevela kama pchusin d'me achshav. Rather, all you look at is the value of the mazik itself, and you divide it. Now, at the end of the day, the Gemara is going to ask at first glance, even though clearly is a fundamental machlokas, whether you divide the carcass amongst the mazik and the mizik, but in terms of money, it really doesn't make an afkamina, says the Gemara at first glance. Says the Gemara in the first wide line, Michti, Bein Rabbi Meir, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Haimeev Esner Chamisha Shakel. If you do the math, each one's going to take 125, Haimeev Esner Chamisha Shakel. Rashi does the math for us, three lines from the bottom. Heicha the nevela shavin nun. If the nevela is worth 50, so then in such a case, the remeir gufa shakal nun the nevela. So according to Rabbi Meir, who says you don't divide the carcass, so the nizik takes 50. Va'ayin hey minachai, and then it'll take 75 from the live one. Dainu chetzi apchashe pichsa misa. That's half of the value that the animal had gone down. The animal had gone down from 200 to 50. Its carcass was worth 50. It was originally worth 200. So you get half of that. That equals vavikuf chafei. Rabbi Yehuda nami notal nizik chetzi achai. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, also in this case, and it gets half of the live animal, that's 100. V'chetzi ames is 20. So, 5. So what comes out is, b'may pligi, how are they arguing? Says the Gemara, as we alluded to in our introduction, says the Gemara, the answer to the question of my beinayu is amarava p'chas nevela ika beinayu. They argue what happens if the carcass went down in value from the time of Misa to the Shas Mechira, explains Rashi, and we will see Rashi in a moment. Two lines from the bottom. Rabbi Meir Savar Pchas Nevel, first in the Gemara, Rabbi Meir Savar Pchas Nevel de Nizik Have. Rabbi Meir says that the Pchas Nevel of the loss is to the Nizik. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Pchas Nevel de Mazik Have. While Rabbi Yehuda says that the Mazik also shares in that loss. So, again, because Rabbi Meir's Shita is that the mazik has nothing to do with the carcass, so then the loss becomes the nizik's loss. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that they share, so then pchas of the nevela goes to the mazik as well. Explains Rashi at the end of the second line from the bottom, pchas nevela pichsu damel mishas misa ad shas mechir, if it went down from the time it was killed to the time it was sold. Li Rabbi Meir damar lo shayach mazik b'nevela. According to Rabbi Meir, says that the mazik has no connection to the nevela. So then in such a case, then the mazik doesn't have to take that into account, and therefore all he has to account for is the difference of 150, and therefore he's just going to give 75, even though the nizik will only come away, let's say it went down 25, will only come away with 100 and not 125, in a case of where the nevela went down in value. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye retorted, in came the Matzil Rabbi Yehuda, Tam Chomer Mimud. I can construct a case that a Tam will be more stringent with Mu'ad. Abaye is bothered at the end of the day, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the halacha is that they split the carcass, then a Tam comes out to be more Chomer than Mu'ad. In came Matzil Rabbi Yehuda, Tam Chomer Mimud. Rashi explains, because when it comes to Mu'ad, the Gemara, Rashi on the top of Lama Dal and Amabez, that the Gemara earlier on Yud Amabez says that everybody agrees that the Bailim are Metaplim Binevela, Dichsiv HaMesi Elo Lenizik, that the animal goes to the Nizuk. So when it comes to Halacha Mu'ad, so then it goes to the Nizuk. Yet, when it comes to Tam, we're going to say that they split. If they split, so then in such an instance, when the shar goes down in value, the mazik is also going to lose, even though it's a tam, despite the fact that in Mu'ad case, he would not. V'chite machinami, and if you're going to say that that's so, kidisnan, as we learned in a Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer tam chayv umur pater, that we see that there are times that when it comes to tam, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's more chomer than Mu'ad. In a case, Rashi explains four lines from the top, later on, hey, I'm a base, that if you do a shmira p'chusa, so then that's enough to be chai for tam, but you're potter when it comes to mu'ad. Eimar, the shamas later rebuked, the Gemara is not satisfied with that. When do we see that according to Rebuke, the tam is more chamal in your shmira? D'chsiv kroi, in your tashlu, d'chsiv kroi. Because that's based on a pasuk. That's a drasha memhei amabez, that there's a paradox that shmir p'chusa you'll be chay for tam but not for mu'ad. Le'inyin tashlumin misham eslay, but for tashlumin, then the case of p'chas nevela, then such a case that tam would be more chomer, that's hard to imagine. And the Gemara brings us out with a braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, yachol shor shavim mane. Now mane is 100 zuz, which is 25 slime. So you have a shar hamazik that's worth 25 slime. Shenogach shar chamesh slime. That gored a shar that was worth 5 sela. Va'anevela yafesela. And the nevela is worth 1 sela. And that sela goes to the nizik. So therefore the damage was 4 sela by an animal that's worth 25 sela. So what's halacha? So I would have said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you divide the 25 into 12 and a half. Each one of them takes 12 and a half. And then you divide the 4 into 2. And each one of them takes 2. But then the nizik will end up with much more money than the actual damage that he has. Says the Gemara, Amrit, in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda would admit, v'chi muad lama yotza lahachmer alav, o lahakil alav. This halacha of muad is going to be there to be more machmer or mekel. Havi omer lahachmer alav. In general, muad is more machmer. Uma muad ein mishalim mamash shehizik. Just like muad, you only play the maximum, the damage, tam hakil lo kol shekein. So in such a case, even Rabbi Yehuda would be moda that you don't pay more than the damage, even though based on his rule of each one dividing each one in half, you would give more money, except there's a ceiling, and the ceiling is mashihizik. If that's so, says the Gemara, you can't say that a tam is more chamur than a muad when it comes to pchas nevela, and therefore we need another pshat in what is the nekudas hamachlokis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara suggests El Amar Rabbi Yochanan a different pshat in what is the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Shvach nevela ika beinayu. Not when the nevela goes down, but what if the nevela goes up? Demar savar denizikave. Rabbi Meir holds that automatically belongs to the nizik and the mazik has nothing to do with it. Umar savar Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Palga that you divide it. Now, once we understand that is the Shita, Vahainu de Kakashile de Rabbi Yehuda, that will explain Rabbi Yehuda in another Braisa, in a very particular case, where Rabbi Yehuda was bothered. In other words, now that we've gotten through by saying that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't always say that the Mazik is going to get half of the carcass, as in the above the case we're about to say in the Braisa. Hasha da'amir chas rachmane Ilave de mazik de shakel b'shvacha. Even though we said that the Torah says that the mazik will get the shvach, yachol, as we had just said, where Rabbi Meir disagrees, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir and says that he's entitled to the shvach. Yachol, says Rabbi Yehuda, I would have thought that you go so far as to say shar shava chamish slam shenagach shar shava mane. There was a shar that was worth 5 slime that gored a shar that was worth a mana. A mana, of course, is 100 zuz, which is 25 slime. So the shar that was damaged was worth much more than the shar amazik itself. Va'anevela yofe chamishim zuz. And the nevela is worth chamishim zuz. Chamishim zuz is 12 and a half slime, so it's worth more than the shar hamazik entirely. Would you say then that they divided equally? Then what will come out is that the mazik will end up profiting. Amrit hecham etzinu mazik niskar. Shezen niskar. This guy's going to profit. V'omer. The Torah says shalom yishalim. Bailim mishalim. Vein bailim notlin. They don't come away with more money. So this is consistent with Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that on the one hand you say Shvach Nevela goes to the Mazik, on the other hand we also saw that Rabbi Yehuda said that he can't be Marviach. Mai ve'oimer, why did we quote also the Pasuk of Shalom Yishan? Chitema, if you would say Hanimi Lehechidi Kapsei de Lenizik. When do we say that there is this halacha that the mazik can't be Niskar? That's if it's at the expense of the Nizik. Avlehecha de Lekapsei de Lenizik, Kigon, where there is no loss in the nizik, like in our above case of shar shava chamesh slaim shenag shar shava chamesh slaim vanevel yafesh loshim zuz shakel nami mazik b'shivcha. So then, in such a case, it's not an instance where the Nizik is going to end up losing out. The Nizik will get what he's entitled to, but the Mazik will get a little more. Va'omer, but nevertheless it says, Shalim Yishalim, Balim Mishalim Vein Balim Notzlin. In such a case also they don't split it equally. Period. There are times that the Tam will pay more than Chetzi Nezek. Rav Acha Bar Tachlifa is going back to the Machlokas that we had in our Mishnah. What does it mean? V'gamas Hameis Yechetzun. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir and says it's not that the Pchas Misa is divided amongst the living animal, that they divide equally, but rather, we divide both the Demei Achai and the Demei Hameis. Says the Gemara, then in such a case, you will find an instance where Tam pays more than Chatzi Nezek. Rashi explains that that's a case in where the shor that's worth 50 zuz, gore is a shor that's worth 40 zuz, and the nevela is worth 20 zuz. Since you divide both the chai and the mace, each one is going to get 35 zuz. So then the mazik is going to end up paying more than he actually damaged. And how can you say that? The Torah says, Umachres ashar achai v'chatzus kaspoi. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's Rav Acha's kasha to Rava. Says the Gemara, Islei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that including Gamas Hameis Yechtzun is also Pchas Shepichasam Misa Machtzim Bechai. That the half of Misa we divide in the living animal. In other words, that yes, we divide in the living animal, but that's only divided in the Chetzi Achai if it's the Pchas Shepichsa Misa. Minale, how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda learns the Pasuk specifically in this way, and they don't always divide simply the Dmei HaChai, says the Gemara, because of the following Pasuk, Mi Vigam Es HaMeis Yechtzun. The Lashon is Vigam. In other words, he's Moda to Rabbi Meir in certain instance, and that's the instance where the Nizik won't get half the value. Says the Gemara, "Va'apke Reb Yehuda," but then Reb Yehuda already learned this pasuk. Didn't he use the vegam for that? In Kain says the Gemara, "Nichtav kra ves hameis." It should say "ves hameis yechzun." Why does it say "my vegam"? Shema minatarti. It's coming to teach us these two halachas. So this technical Gemara was fleshing out the fundamental machlokis between Rabbi Meir and Reb Yehuda when the Torah Akdosha says, according to Rabbi Meir, that means that the carcass goes entirely to the Nizik, and then they divide the value of the Mazik, while Rabbi Yehuda says they equally divide the carcass and the Dmei Hachai, Dmei Hamazik, and that on Amabez we had gotten to some sticky problems according to Rabbi Yehuda, where the Gemara says and concludes that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Nizik will always receive at least half of the damage. That was starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Shor Shav and Masayim. Previous to that, we had cemented the Machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael of whether we say Huchlat Hashor or Yusham Hashor. And the Gemara had pointed out that one of the differences would be is what happens if you have kichesh, if the animal went down in value. So then in such a case, if you hold huchlat hashar, then the loss, the chura, would be to the nizik. The Gemara points out that there are brises that have holes in that problem, and the Gemara gave an answer from Rav Papa. And we also had a yesod that everybody agrees that one could say, karna de turach kvira bay, that if the animal goes down in value, then in such a case, even if we say, huchlat hashar, the loss is not the nizik's, because it was the mazik that created that loss from the first place. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Daled in Maseches Bava Kama.